I'm Sharon Jerd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today, I want to ask you a question. Do you always talk this way? What do I mean by that? Do you always talk to yourself and to others in a negative way? You might say, no, I'm very, very positive. I have met the most positive people in the world and they're still talking negative. So let me share with you a couple of things that may identify whether you're talking in a negative sense. Firstly, come up with lots of excuses. Yeah, and I'm not talking about whiny, whingy people. Well, yes, we get those, but still we have excuses on why we aren't successful, why we aren't moving forward in life, why we haven't achieved our goals. And some of these excuses you do very well with. You find really good excuses to justify why you haven't achieved it, what you wanted to achieve. Those excuses can be blaming other people, blaming the environment, blaming governments, blaming clients, blaming your parents, blaming your partner. Yeah, they're really great excuses, but they actually are only excuses. The other thing is that you may have negative beliefs. You may believe that you'll never make it. You may believe that you couldn't earn that income. You may believe that you couldn't attract high-paying clients. And so you're telling yourself this. You're talking to yourself very quietly or even loudly sometimes and compounding the belief and really you believe that it is true. But it's not. You can easily change your beliefs. The third thing is you can deep down and, you know, underneath all of these things I've just talked about, believe that you're not good enough. And I'm telling you right now, you are good enough. And all you have to do is believe that. You can change your beliefs. You can stop with the excuses very, very easily. So when a belief, a negative belief comes in and you start telling yourself, I couldn't possibly earn six figures or seven figures. I want you to think about flipping the coin. And you flip the coin and ask yourself, what do I want instead? Yes, I am a six-figure earner. I am a seven-figure earner. Money comes to me easily. I live in abundance. And so you say things in a positive way to set new intentions on what you now believe. So it's easy as that. But the first thing you need to do is stop yourself in your tracks and make sure you identify that negative belief and then flip the coin. So it's easy as I want you to go out and start doing this each and every day because you will have negative beliefs come in. They don't stop. It doesn't matter how much money you're earning or how successful you believe you are, you will still have negative beliefs coming in. And so this is a daily practice that I do, other amazing coaches do, and other successful people in business and life do as well. So start this new practice, do something different tomorrow, change up your negative beliefs and make them a positive one. I hope this has been of value for you today. If so, please share it out with your friends, family, and colleagues because I would love to help as many people as I can and I'd love your help to do that. I'm Sharon Jerd and we'll talk soon.